This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Most of the stories you hear about water are about fights over it. Shortages caused by drought or climate change. Cities versus farmers versus environmental groups. You know the drill. Today, though, a different kind of water story about a utility in Georgia that's trying to share. From WABE, Molly Samuel explains.
The Fayette County Water System operates a handful of reservoirs in suburban Atlanta, including one at an old mill, which is where I am, with the director of the water agency, Lee Pope.
Yes, this is the old Stars Mill that actually used to generate electricity.
We're inside the wood building. Pope opens a door and...
Whoa!
We're looking into thin air and the waterfall flowing over the dam below.
I wasn't expecting that somehow.
Don't jump.
The Fayette County Water System is in the business of selling water. It supplies about 120,000 people. So it might seem strange that Pope really wants his customers to buy less water.
A lot of people will say, hey, I want my grass to be green, and they're way overwatering, which means we're selling them more water than they really need.
He's encouraging people to be more efficient and maybe not water their lawns every day. This is actually not weird in the world of water agencies these days. Conservation and efficiency are hot topics. Here's where what Fayette County is doing gets more unusual. While he's encouraging his own customers to use water more carefully, he's also sharing water, letting more of it flow downstream out of the reservoirs.
We're asking, hey, what do we really need to release to make sure we take care of our neighbors?
Fayette County sits near the headwaters of a river. The way the water agency used to operate, it would keep all the water it was allowed to, which created problems downstream.
Those creeks have been severely strained during drought years. And under past management, those creeks have run dry.
Ben Emanuel is with the Atlanta office of the environmental group American Rivers. When creeks run dry, it's bad for the environment. And Fayette County sends water downstream to other places that need it, too. Let me back up here for a second in case you're thinking, are there really water supply issues in green, humid Georgia? There are. There have been a few big droughts, and Florida, Georgia, and Alabama have been arguing about water for decades. Right now, Georgia and Florida are duking it out in the U.S. Supreme Court. But here in Fayette County, Pope's working with environmentalists like Emanuel to make sure other people and the plants and the animals get what they need.
We still have plenty of water to meet the demands here. Why do we want to be greedy?
This doesn't really cost the water agency anything, because the way water rights work in the state, he's not losing money by letting water flow out of the reservoir, though Pope is working with environmental groups to pay for studies to figure out the best way to manage the water. Collaboration like this is rare, says Heather Cooley. She's the water program manager at the Pacific Institute, which is a water think tank based in California.
I think in many cases with water, we tend to fight over it. And there is generally a lot of conflict related to it, but there are opportunities for cooperation.
She says since water issues tend to be so local, this exact approach might not be easy to replicate in other places. But still, she hopes it could at least be a model for communities all over the country dealing with water scarcity or water quality problems.
Even in areas that don't yet realize that they have a problem, given climate change, given continued growth, it's very likely that they will be facing something in the future.
Pope says when he talks with other people in the industry about what's going on here, they do sometimes ask him why on earth he'd release more water than he's required to. He says his answer, because it's the right thing to do. In Fayette County, Georgia, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.